يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما.
O ye who believe, enter not the houses of the prophet unless leave is granted to you for a meal, not waiting till it is cooked. But enter when you are invited, and when you have had your meal, disperse, without seeking to engage in talk. That causes inconvenience to the prophet, and he feels shy of asking you to leave. But Allah is not shy of saying what is true. And when you ask them, the wives of the prophet, for anything, ask them from behind a curtain. That is purer for your hearts and their hearts. And it behoves you not to cause inconvenience to the messenger of Allah, nor that you should ever marry his wives after him. That indeed is a monstrous thing in the sight of Allah. Whether you disclose a thing or conceal it, Allah knows all things well.
لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا.
There is no blame on them in this respect with regard to their fathers or their sons or their brothers or the sons of their brothers or the sons of their sisters or their women folk or those whom their right hands possess. And fear Allah, O wives of the Prophet. Verily, Allah is witness over all things.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal
Allah sends down His blessings on the Prophet, and His angels pray for him. O ye who believe, you too should invoke His blessings on him and salute him with the salutation of peace. Verily, those who malign Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter, and has prepared for them an abasing punishment. And those who malign believing men and believing women for what they have not earned shall bear the guilt of a calumny and a manifest sin.